therefore, is to protect the quality of this world within which we live. There are real and growing dangers to our simple and our most precious possessions. The air we breathe, the water we drink, and the land which sustains us all combine to create problems which are easy to observe and predict, but difficult to resolve. The shadows that fall across the future are cast not only by the kinds of weapons we've built, but by the kind of world we will either nourish or neglect. But there's no reason for despair. Acknowledging the physical realities of our planet does not mean a dismal future of endless sacrifice. In fact, acknowledging these realities is the first step in dealing with them. During this period, we may be tempted to abandon some of the time-honored principles and commitments which have been proven during the difficult times of past generations. We must never yield to this temptation. We live in a time of transition, an uneasy era. It will be a period of tensions, of competition. In the moments of decision, after the different and conflicting views have all been aired, we must not forget that the common good is our common interest. That is both our history and our destiny.
Our history and our destiny.